This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Liberating the Oppressed with your host, Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
Dios te bendiga. Bienvenidos al programa Libertando al Oprimido con el Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
God bless you. God bless you tonight. This is the beautiful night that the Lord has prepared for us today. Today I'm always with my beautiful wife, Gisela. I'm also with our good friend, Pastor, and Pastor Dave. And we're here always ministering every Saturday at 9 p.m. And I would like to introduce my wife, Gisela.
Dios le bendiga en esta preciosa noche. Que el Señor nos conceda estar una vez más aquí en nuestro programa Liberating the Oppressed, Libertando al Cautivo.
Tonight we have a lot of information that has been happening with the hurricane that happened in Puerto Rico, the devastating hurricane. And we want to give out more information. And we have found a plane ticket to go to Puerto Rico. And I'm going to be leaving October 17th. And we already have sent out 8 boxes to Puerto Rico. And we're receiving more items. And there are a lot of things that have been happening. We are asking for over-the-counter medication. A lot of children's medication, like for Motrin for children, flu-like for children, fever for children, eye drops, ear drops for children. When you have allergies in your eyes, bars of soap, hand sanitizers, toothpaste, and toothbrushes. These are all basic needs. We're also asking for rice, at least 5 pounds of rice, canned beans, dried beans, canned milk for children, especially dried milk that they can mix over there in Puerto Rico. And there are so many things. We already spoke to a few of our parents that are in the island. My youngest brother was able to reach the island, and he tells me he only spoke to him for about 4 minutes, and the island's been devastated. And there's so much need. The houses have, you know, people have lost everything. You know, when you have a tornado that destroys your house completely, this is what happened in the island. And it's been very hard, but we are able to move inside, and where help is not reaching, we as ministers of God can walk inside and do the most we can when we have a body of Christ that can help us out.
En esta noche, ¿verdad? Como hemos hecho llamados ya hace 2 semanas aproximadamente que ocurrió el evento en Puerto Rico del huracán María. Todos conocen, ¿verdad?, el estatus de la isla ahora mismo. Una de las causas que nos identifica como cristianos es ayudar, ¿verdad?, a nuestro prójimo y más a nuestros hermanos. Nosotros lo que estamos pidiendo en esta noche es bendecir a nuestros hermanos de la isla, tierra querida del Cordero, Puerto Rico. Sabemos que Puerto Rico está recibiendo muchas ayudas de distintas partes y estamos todos agradecidos, pero la mayoría de las donaciones o de las ayudas que está recibiendo la isla se están concentrando específicamente en el área metro. Y nosotros necesitamos movernos a la isla, Guayama, Villalba, Vega Alta, Vega Baja, Yauco, Adjuntas, Ponce. Hay necesidad en toda la isla sur, este y oeste. Las partes bajas de la isla, tanto en la montaña como en la costa, al sur, sufrieron muchos daños y necesitan que nosotros pongamos un poquito de nosotros para ayudar a nuestra gente. Amén. Así que como mi esposo acaba de explicar en inglés, yo le explico en español rapidito. Como usted nos quiera ayudar o bendecir. Necesitamos ropa para niños, necesitamos medicina, necesitamos gota para los ojos, ibuprofen para niños, ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen.
Thank you. Yes. Tylenol para niños y para adultos.
Children's pain medicine.
Medicina para el dolor, ¿verdad? Para niños y para adultos y para los Tums, para la digestión.
Yes.
Porque verdaderamente pues está un poquito difícil la situación allá.
También, con permiso, Gisela, también están pidiendo medicina de tos, uh-huh, pero que tenga la marca HP. Es para las personas que tienen alta presión.
Sí, okay. Para personas, exactamente. Y pues como usted quiera ayudarnos, nosotros no estamos exigiendo, nosotros estamos pidiéndole a la bondad de su, uh-huh, corazón, y según el Señor lo mueva a usted a bendecir, ¿verdad? Sabemos que hay muchas personas que se están moviendo. Nosotros pertenecemos también a un grupo que se llama Huracán María Vega Alta, y este grupo ha sido de bendición. Las personas que nos están viendo ahora mismo por Facebook Live, uh-huh, nosotros estamos también recogiendo agua específicamente para el pueblo de Vega Alta, uh-huh, y alimentos. ¿Por qué el pueblo de Vega Alta? Porque el pueblo de Vega Alta fue uno de los más afectados, donde hubo una unión de dos ríos y básicamente barrió con los dos pueblos, tanto Vega Alta como con Vega Baja. Y entonces, pues Dios tocó el corazón de Jesús Salgado, que yo le di la información la semana pasada.
Aquí la tengo.
Y la información de Jesús Salgado, aquí está, mi amor. Okay. La página
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe del Señor Jesús Salgado, que es el administrador. Se puede también comunicar con ellos, y esto es para las personas que viven ya en el norte de la Florida,
Orlando,
o Sydney, la costa este de los Estados Unidos, que quieran hacer donaciones. Nosotros, mm-hmm, estamos un poco retirados de ellos, pero aún así, sí, hemos querido unirnos y contribuir con la causa. Mm-hmm. El teléfono del joven Jesús Salgado es 407-501-1279, ¿ok? 407-501-1279. Él está para el área de Kissimmee, y todas las personas que están cerca de Kissimmee, Orlando, Osceola,
Jacksonville,
¿cómo se llama? La otra parte, Ocala.
Ocala, Tampa,
todas esas áreas. Todas esas personas que se puedan mover y ayudarnos a bendecir a Jesús Salgado, ¿verdad? Uh-huh. Para que él pueda llegar con el avión, con el cargamento, yes, a Puerto Rico, lleno de bendición para este pueblo de Vega Alta. Nosotros, pues, nos identificamos con una familia que tuvieron a bien a contactarnos personalmente, y también queremos, como iglesia, ¿verdad?, que nosotros somos Iglesia Casa, uh-huh, de Refugio, también ayudar a bendecir a estas familias. ¿Qué necesitan ellos? Pues necesitan ropa de niño, necesitan agua, necesitan curita, necesitan cosas de efectos personales para, uh-huh, higiene de la mujer, entiéndase, toallas sanitarias, tampones, lo que usted, en realidad lo que el Señor ponga en su corazón, jabón, cremita, todo aquello, triple antibiótico,
hand sanitizer,
no sé cómo se dice hand sanitizer en español, discúlpenme.
Gabriel Navares, Dios te bendiga.
Oh, Hain City también, amén, sí, también están cerca, Ariel, de ellos, Devonport, Clemont, gracias
también,
Gabriel.
God bless you.
Y pues todo aquel que quiera contribuir se le va a agradecer,
amén,
en el alma. Nosotros abrazamos a Puerto Rico, pero también tenemos hermanos, ¿verdad?, que están sufriendo. Ahora mismo está un huracán entrando en...
Sí, hay otro huracán del Señor.
En Luisiana, hermano, y verdaderamente que vivimos tiempos difíciles. Ha sido un verano bien fuerte.
This time we're gonna start a ministry now and preaching the word of God. We also want to say that for all those who are listening and want to really help us out, you can also contact me personally at my phone number at 707-416-5827. Excuse me, that's been long nights already, packing boxes and shipping them out to Puerto Rico. So my phone number is 706-414-5827. You can contact me personally, me, and say, Pastor Rivera, we want to bless you with a gift. And you can contact me personally through my phone, and I can receive it. Once we're in the island, there is no cash flow. In other words, the banks are not operating. So everybody has to buy to get around. And I can bless, we're already blessing 20 families. And we have two distribution centers. One is my mother's church, which is one of the biggest ones in that part. And my father-in-law's church that has more children on that side. So after this trip, I have to return once again because people need clothing, children's shoes, girls' clothes, and I'm going to need asking for donations for notebooks, pencils, book bags for about 20, 25 families that have children. These people here have been devastated and they have lost everything. And I know the United States and Florida have a big heart. And I know there's a lot of help working inside and around the island. But we are working directly with the people, with family members, friends of cousins, and church members who's lost everything. Now, these are your brothers and your sisters as well. So we are asking to donate so we can collect water. We can collect canned goods. We can collect rice, beans, and stuff that these people can use, first aid kits, over-the-counter medications. This is very important because we're boxing up things, and we're shipping it. As soon as we fill one box up, we send it out to the church. We get another box, we send it out. So with your help, with a cash gift, it can help us even more once we're in the island. So God bless you at this time. Now we're going to go into our
y gracias message. Por todas las personas que sí. Se han acercado y han tenido a bien bendecirnos con alimentos, con tantas cosas que nos han llevado a casa. Ha sido de gran bendición.
Desde Lake Worth, nos están escuchando.
A Dolia Beltré, Dios te bendiga,
sí, la pastora. Gracias por escucharnos. Dios te bendiga. Vamos a comenzar con el mensaje. Oh, today's a beautiful message. Tenemos un mensaje tan lindo, poderoso, Gisela.
En esta noche, antes de comenzar, nos puede llamar al 772-221-1100 o al 888-221-8990, 772-221-1100, okay?
We have a good friend of mine, Alfredo Delgado. Dios te bendiga, la pastora Beltré. Dios te bendiga de Lake Worth, Hallelujah, Florida. Damos gracias al Señor. We give all the glory to our Father, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Our Savior who has redeemed us from our sins. And today we have something very, very special to preach today. The Word of God and has moved me. Hallelujah. But before we read the Bible, let us please pray. He's out.
Señor, amantísimo Dios y Padre Celestial, venimos delante de tu presencia presentándote esta preciosa palabra que va a ser de administración tanto para nuestras vidas como para las de los radio oyentes, Señor. Bendícelos en el nombre poderoso de Jesús. Amén y amén.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for what you're doing here in Palm City. We thank you what you're doing in all Florida and all the United States. We ask you that you may bless the word that's going to be read. Bless the people who are listening. In your name, Jesus Christ, we give you all the glory. Amen and amen and amen. Today we want to talk to you about in the book of Matthew.
Te bendiga, Baquisa. Hallelujah. Te bendiga, Elmer.
The book of Matthew, we find chapter 16, verse 13 to 16. And this is something important because while Jesus was walking at the time, there were all of his disciples were around Jesus Christ and going from one end to the other end in Jerusalem. But something happened that was really important. And the Bible says in the book of Matthew, so if you have your Bible, please open it up to the New Testament. And we're going to find the first book that is called Matthew, chapter 16, verse 13 to 16.
En el libro del Mateo, verso 16.
Capítulo 16, versículo 13 al 16.
Amen.
And we're going to read it first in English, then we're going to read it in Spanish. And it says, in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost,
amen.
The church says, amen. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered, and he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
En esta noche voy a dar la lectura en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo, Mateo 16, verso 13 al 16. Dice así: viniendo Jesús a la región de Cesarea de Filipo, preguntó a sus discípulos diciendo: ¿quién dicen los hombres que es el Hijo del Hombre? Ellos dijeron: unos Juan el Bautista, otros Elías y otros Jeremías, o alguno de los profetas. Él les dijo: ¿y vosotros? ¿Quién decís que soy yo? Respondió Simón Pedro y dijo: tú eres el Cristo, el Hijo del Dios Aleluya. Viviente.
God bless you, Joseph, watching. Emer Hernandez, Dios te bendiga. Aleluya. So today we have something that's so important, that Jesus was preaching the word of God, his word of his Father in Jerusalem. And they were coming from the coast and they were walking. And Jesus stopped and he asked his disciples. It was a private conversation with Jesus and his disciples and his followers. And Jesus asked his disciples, what are they saying about me, the Son of Man? ¿Qué están diciendo de mí? ¿Qué están diciendo quién yo soy? El hombre, aleluya, del Hijo del Hombre. ¿Quién están diciendo? ¿Qué están diciendo de mí? They are asking, what are they saying about me? And this is a very intriguing question, because the theme of today's preach is, what do you say, or what are you saying about Jesus Christ in your life? Is Jesus Christ your Savior? Is Jesus Christ your Redeemer? Is Jesus Christ the man who laid himself on the cross for you and I and has given you eternal life?
Gloria al Señor. En esta noche vamos a hablar bajo el tema, ¿quién tú dices que es Jesús?
Who do you say is Jesus?
Hoy te preguntamos en esta noche a ti, radio oyente.
Tonight we're asking you, all those who are listening in the radio.
¿Quién tú dices que es Jesús?
Who do you say Jesus is?
Nos puede llamar al 772-221-1100 o al 888-221-8990.
Yes.
Como estamos diciendo, viniendo Jesús a la región de Cesarea de Filipo, preguntó a sus discípulos, ¿quién dicen los hombres que es el Hijo del Hombre?
When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
Gloria al Señor. Esta era una región, ¿verdad?, donde vivían personas categóricamente, pues,
pudiente.
No, era un poquito pobre.
Más pobre.
Ajá. Entonces, el Señor escoge ese momento, ese lugar, para dirigirse hacia los discípulos, ¿Por qué? Porque Jesús comenzó su ministerio y comenzó a agarrar fama rápidamente.
This time when Jesus was at when he was arriving at the coast, he had some time to speak to his disciples, and he was saying to them, he was asking them, he had some one-on-one time with them, and he asked them, what are they saying about me? What are they saying about me when I am not there? When I leave an area, what are they saying?
Pero algo particular que me llama la atención.
But there is something particular that grabbed my attention.
Es que Jesús no le preguntó a la multitud que lo seguía.
He did not ask the multitude that were following Jesus.
Le preguntó a los que andaban con él.
He asked the disciples, those who were closest to him.
Lo que significa que eran su persona de confianza.
What it means that the people who Jesus asked were the ones who were the closest, a personal touch of Jesus Christ.
Y cuando tú andas con tu personal de confianza.
And when you're walking with someone of confidence.
Ya ellos saben cómo tú te manejas.
They already
lo
know
que a ti te gusta.
How you walk in, what do you like?
Lo que no te gusta.
What you don't like.
¿Cuáles son tus metas?
What is your goals?
¿Cuáles son tus propósitos?
What is your purpose in life?
Pero al Jesús hacer esta pregunta.
But when Jesus asks this question.
¿Quién dicen los hombres que es el Hijo del Hombre?
What are they asking? Who are they saying? What are they saying about me?
Le está preguntando a su gente de confianza.
They're asking, and he's asking the people of his confidence.
¿Qué ustedes están escuchando que ellos están diciendo?
What are you listening when you are in the town and in the town about, and they're saying about me?
Y ellos dijeron.
And they said.
Unos. Juan el Bautista. Otro, Elías. Otro, Jeremías. O alguno de los profetas.
And they said this to Jesus. Some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some say Elias. And others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.
¿Y por qué lo confundirían con Juan
well,
el Bautista?
They were confusing it because of what he was doing. And in the Old Testament, the old scrolls, hallelujah, John the Baptist was preaching, hallelujah, of repentance and baptism in water, hallelujah. And Jesus was preaching of repentance of their sins. And then we have, hallelujah, Elias was, when he preached and he was prophesizing, he was a prophet of, and they know this man, this prophet of the prophet of fire, and he was a bold man, he was a direct man, and when he preached the word of God, it was like fire coming out of his mouth. Hallelujah. And then we find Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a prophet that he cried alongside of those of the needy, and he was always helping the needy. And Jesus was a man who cried with the sick. He healed the sick. He was with the hallelujah, with those who were poor, and he visited those who were in a bed and they were in need of a doctor and they could not afford it, and Jesus came and he helped all those in
Pastor,
need.
Pastor, pero yo veo algo aquí curioso, y es que los tres que menciona la palabra con el que comparaban el ministerio de Jesús eran tres caracteres diferentes.
Yes, entonces what my wife is saying that. And she asks me, these three prophets, they all had different characteristics. Hallelujah.
Tienes a Juan el Bautista.
You have John the Baptist.
Que enseñaba la importancia.
That he showed the importance.
De ir, ¿verdad? A las aguas.
That to go and being baptized.
De morir al viejo hombre.
And putting to death the old man and the new a new person was resurrected from the water.
Pero la palabra dice que enseñaba.
But the Bible says that John the Baptist also teach the word of God.
Pero entonces tenemos a un Elías.
But then we have an Elijah.
Que predicaba fuego.
That when he preached fire coming out of his mouth.
Predicaba fuego.
And he preached fire and he
traía
was a
confrontación de pecado.
And he confronted you with the sin. With
y de, estaba lleno del poder
and
de la presencia de Dios.
And he was filled with the Holy Ghost of God.
Pero entonces tienes un Jeremías.
But then we have a Jeremiah.
Que tenía un corazón.
That his heart was always.
Era sensible.
He was a very fragile man in his feelings, and he felt the need and the hurting of a person.
Entonces los discípulos
and the disciples
estaban diciendo,
and they were saying with each other,
que tú tienes un poquito de cada uno de ellos.
You have a little bit of each of these prophets.
Y no te puedo identificar específicamente con
but
uno.
We cannot identify you correctly.
Pero ellos no podían entender cómo todos esos ministerios estaban en uno.
But they did not understand that all these three ministries are all in one in you.
En un solo hombre.
In you.
En un solo llamado.
In just one person, one calling.
El único cordero.
The only lamb.
Perfecto.
That was perfect.
Para traerte.
To bring.
Salvación a ti.
Salvation to
Entonces,
you.
Entonces, ¿quién tú dices que es Jesús?
And I ask you tonight, who do you say, who is Jesus Christ? Who do you say? It's a question that we're asking. It's a question that Jesus asked his disciples. Es una pregunta que Jesús mismo preguntó a los que estaban cerca. Now Jesus, he asked the people who were surrounding him, the ones that saw miracles, the ones that saw things happening, the ones that saw the multiplication of bread, hallelujah, the ones who saw the dead being risen, and he asked them, what are they saying about me?
Eso era lo que veía el pueblo en Jesús.
See, that's what the people were seeing in Jesus Christ.
Pero entonces viene una expresión importantísima.
There's an expression that's very important.
Donde él se dirige entonces a sus personas de confianza.
And then he begins and he directs his focus to those who are the most closest.
A los que tú crees que te conocen.
To those people you think mostly know you.
Porque caminan contigo.
Because they walk alongside.
Porque lo vieron hacer los milagros
que
hizo.
Because they see you or they saw Jesus Christ doing all these miracles.
Porque vio el ministerio de Jesús cómo se movía.
Because they saw the ministry of Jesus Christ from when it began.
Pero él se dirige a ellos.
But he directed himself to them.
Y le dice, ¿y vosotros?
And he asked them something important. He said,
¿quién decís que soy yo?
And he asked them, what do you say I am?
En esta noche yo te estoy preguntando a ti que me escuchas.
And this night I'm asking you.
¿Quién dices tú?
What do you say?
Que soy yo.
That is Jesus.
¿Quién es Jesús?
Who is Jesus?
Tú lo conoces por lo que has oído y estás repitiendo lo que has oído de otro.
Have you seen you're seeing Jesus Christ because of his miracles or because you have a direct relationship with him or you just know Jesus just by hearing him?
O estás hablando de Jesús por experiencia.
Or you are speaking
por
about
intimidad.
Jesus Christ because of your personal direct relationship
porque
with
Jesus
Christ.
Porque creaste esa relación con Jesús.
Because that relationship you have built it over time.
Y cuando hay esa relación con Jesús.
And when there is that direct relationship with Jesus Christ.
Tú dices, Él me conoce.
And you can say, I know Jesus Christ and Jesus knows
pero yo
me.
También sé quién es Él.
And I know who Jesus is and He knows me personally. We have a relationship and I'm asking you tonight, I am asking you, do you know Jesus Christ? He is asking you, what are you saying about Jesus Christ? What are you saying to your friends? What are you saying to your family? What are you saying to your husband? What are you saying to your wife? What are you saying to all those who are watching you that you really have a direct relationship? Do you know Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Because of his miracles or because he knows you personally?
Y a Jesús le interesaba saber.
And Jesus wanted to know.
¿Cuál era su opinión?
He wanted to know everybody's opinion.
De cada uno de los que estaba a su alrededor.
All of his inner circle.
Y al hacerle esta pregunta.
And when he made this and he asked this question.
Hubo un silencio.
There was a close silence. And I could imagine myself that everyone was saying, well, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say now.
Y entonces la mente comienza a correr.
And then the minds, I can imagine, began to wander.
Bueno, él hizo esta maravilla.
Well,
él levantó a los paralíticos.
He raised up all those who were in a bed and lame to a bed.
Ay, pero se atrevió a confrontar los fariseos.
But yet he confronted the Pharisees.
Y él sanó y resucitó el día de reposo.
And he healed people on the Sabbath.
Pero ¿quién es él?
But who is he?
Él me pregunta quién es él.
And Jesus is asking me, who is he? And I'm watching him, and I'm asking, who is Jesus?
¿Quién realmente es Jesús?
Who really is Jesus Christ?
¿Me conoces?
Does he know me?
¿O solamente ves?
Or are you just watching?
¿Crees?
Do you believe?
¿O solamente escuchas?
Or are you just listening?
Porque el Señor en esta noche lo que te está preguntando
es. Because the Lord is asking you tonight.
¿Quién dices tú?
The Lord is asking, what do you say?
¿Qué es Jesús?
Who is Jesus Christ? The question is here. The question is on the table for you tonight. All you who are listening tonight, all Christians and non-Christians, I'm asking you a direct question. The same question Jesus is asking his own disciples that were in his inner circle. And Jesus is asking, what are they saying? But yet he asks his own personal people. He said, now what are you saying? What do you know about me?
La gente se maravillaba de ver a Jesús.
People were magnified by how Jesus was and what he was doing.
Se peleaban por escuchar sus enseñanzas.
They used to fight and push and jumping is like jumping a line just to be near Jesus.
Querían
Christ.
Estar cerca de
they
él.
They wanted to be next to him.
Escucharlo.
Just to listen to
sentirlo
the man.
Sentirlo cerca.
And just to feel his presence.
Y ellos expresaban.
And they expressed themselves.
Lo maravilloso que era Jesús.
How miraculously he was and Jesus was.
Pero Jesús le estaba preguntando a sus cercanos.
But Jesus was asking his inner circle who he was.
¿Quién soy yo para ustedes?
Who am I to you?
¿Quién soy yo para ustedes?
Who am I to you? Jesus is asking you. El Señor te está preguntando en esta noche. ¿Quién soy yo? ¿Quién soy yo para ti, para tu vida? He is asking you, who am I in your life? What do I mean in your life? Do your friends know who am I? Do your co-workers know that you serve me? Do your family knows that you serve me? Does your husband know you serve me? Does your wife know you serve me? Does, hallelujah, everyone who's surrounding you know who Jesus is? And tonight we're asking you, hallelujah, the same question. What are you saying that who is Jesus Christ in your life?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This time we're going to put a little music on for you can reflect on what our question is tonight.
Nos puede llamar al 772
at
772-221-1100
1100, or you can call me at 706-414-5827. Give me a call and let me know that who Jesus is in your life. Hallelujah. Dios te bendiga, Alfred.
Searching for someone who loves me, and all my days I've been searching for someone who cares. All my life I've been searching for someone who loves me, and all my days I've been searching for someone who cares. And I will worship, freely worship. I give my everything, and I will bow down to you now. My Savior, Lord and King, you forgave me, you have saved me. Your grace is deeper than the sea. Your presence consumes me, renews me. Your love has rescued me. You rescued me. Oh, you rescued me. He buscado a alguien que se ocupe de mí. Toda mi vida he buscado a alguien que me ame. En mis días he buscado a alguien que cuide de mí. Voy a adorarte libremente. Todo de mí, vengo a inclinarme ante ti, Señor Rey Salvador. Me perdonaste, me salvaste, tu gracia es más profunda que el mar. Tu presencia me consume, me renueva, tu amor me rescató.
You rescue me. You rescued me.
Christ, we were hearing hallelujah, this music from our friend hallelujah in Puerto Rico, and he was saying that Jesus rescued him. Hallelujah. How many people can say hallelujah that Jesus rescued hallelujah him or them, hallelujah, that rescued your family, hallelujah? How many people can say, Pastor, I know what it is to have a direct relationship with Jesus Christ. I know what it is to know, hallelujah, when I am sick, I can go to my doctor.
¿Cómo conoces a Jesús?
How do you know Jesus Christ?
¿Qué conoces de Jesús?
What do you know about Jesus Christ?
¿Qué tienes que decir que es Jesús?
What do you have to say about who is Jesus Christ?
¿Quién es Jesús en tu vida?
Who is Jesus in your life?
Reflexiona en esta noche.
Reflection time.
Porque es la pregunta.
This is the time and I'm asking you.
De Jesús para ti.
Who is Jesus for you?
Muchos lo llamaban Cristo.
A lot of people used to call him the Christ.
Y Cristo, Christos significa ungido.
And the word Christ means the anointed one.
Y Cristo, ungido, sinónimo o equivalente en el hebreo, era Mesías.
And Christ, hallelujah, is Hallelujah. The name you is anointed, and anointing, the synonym of anointment is, hallelujah,
Messiah.
The Messiah.
Si él era el Mesías,
if he was the Messiah,
significa que era el ungido,
means that
el
he was
prometido,
the anointed one. He was the
el separado,
one, the separate one.
Aquellos que habían escuchado, like,
those who have listened and heard,
los rollos cuando los leían en el templo,
when they would take out the rolls and they would start to read the scrolls,
aquellos que prestaron atención y escucharon,
those who were put attention and put the ears to the when they were reading the scrolls,
al ver a Jesús obrar en la tierra,
and seeing Jesus Christ operating,
por eso muchos decían, parece a Juan.
That's why many used to say he would look
se parece
like,
a Elías.
Like John the Baptist. He looked like Elijah.
Se parece a Jeremías.
And many would say he sounds like Jeremiah.
Pero quizás es un Jesús.
But it can be a Jesus.
Un nuevo profeta.
Or a new prophet.
Aleluya, que Dios está usando en este tiempo.
That Jesus, that God is using in this time.
Pero Dios no quería las especulaciones de la gente.
But God did not want the speculations of
porque
man.
Siempre la gente habla.
Because always people are always speaking about other things that they
o
don't
exagera.
Really understand. Or they exaggerate a little bit.
O la minimiza.
Or they minimize a little bit.
Pero Jesús quería,
but Jesus wanted,
que en base a lo que los discípulos, sus cercanos habían visto,
in the base of what his inner circle was seeing,
le dijeran específicamente,
he wanted to know specifically what they were saying about
¿quién
him.
¿Quién dices tú que ha estado cerca de mí?
And he's asking you at this time, what are you saying that you know him personally?
¿Quién
what
soy
are they
yo?
Saying, who am I? Who am I? And I'm asking you tonight, who is Jesus? And you say you know Jesus. You say, Pastor, I believe in Jesus Christ. I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah, praise God. I go to church every Sunday. But tonight I'm asking you, what do you say, who is Jesus? ¿Qué tú vas o has dicho quién es Jesús? What are you saying about? Do you know how you can tell that someone is joyful? Is when you see them always smiling, and you see a smile, and when you want to be around that person, you say, "Why are you so joyful?" And that person says, "Well, it's because I serve Jesus Christ." Now that person has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and you say to yourself, "But I served God for 20 years." And I don't have that relationship. Well, it's time for you to get on the phone. It's time for you to call me and say, Pastor, I've been serving the Lord for 5, 10 years. I've been serving the Lord for a year, 2 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. I've known Christ all my life, but yet I don't have a relationship with Jesus. I don't know him personally. Well, tonight is the night to say, hallelujah, Pastor, I want to have a personal relationship with Jesus, the one you're talking about.
¿Sabes hallelujah. Por qué te hablo de esto? Porque en muchas ocasiones,
you know why I'm saying this? Because
haciendo cosas seculares.
There are many, in many occasions,
baja al mercado,
you go to the supermarket,
caminando, pagando, walking, haciendo tu diligencia,
and you're doing your daily routine.
Mucha gente,
a lot of people,
se te puede acercar y decir,
a lot of people can come to you, can approach you and say,
yo siento que tú eres algo diferente.
And they,
que tú tienes algo diferente.
And they come up to you and they say, you know, it's like you have something different about you. You have a shine. Your
tú tienes
face
un brillo
grows.
Especial.
You have something that attracts me to you. And I am not talking about anything else but an attraction of the Holy Spirit. And when someone is down and out, and you are a joyful person, or you have been anointed by the Holy Ghost, and somebody who's down and out, you can say, in the name of Jesus Christ,
y después de ese comentario que quizás en el momento te choca porque estás concentrado haciendo otras cosas,
and when that comment comes to you antecede
una pregunta,
and they ask you that question,
¿tú eres cristiano?
You're a Christian person?
¿Tú eres cristiano?
Are you a Christian person?
Entonces,
and this happens.
Aquí es que viene.
This is where we're trying to get to the point.
La pregunta que Jesús te está haciendo.
The question of the night is.
¿Quién dices tú que es Jesús?
Who or what do you say who is Jesus Christ?
Porque si yo conozco a Jesús.
Because if I know Jesus Christ.
Y aquel que no lo conoce.
And that person who does not know Jesus Christ.
Lo reconoce en mí.
And he recognized that I am a servant of God.
¿Cuál tú crees que será mi contestación?
Then what do you think I'm going to, what is going to be my response?
¿Tú no conoces a Jesús? Sí, yo lo conozco.
You don't know Jesus Christ? But I know Jesus Christ.
Yo sé quién es Jesús. Claro que sí, que soy cristiana.
Jesus Christ, and I am a Christian. I am a proud Christian.
Y me regocijo en decir que soy cristiana.
And I am happy to say that I am a Christian man or a Christian woman, and I serve the whole. Hallelujah! I serve my Jesus Christ, and I have been anointed by the Holy Ghost. Now that's a personal relationship that I'm talking about. This is what Jesus wanted to know of his inner circle.
Pero mire, pastor,
dime.
De un grupo quizás de 12 que
in
estaban
a group
alrededor
of 12
de él,
people that were surrounding Jesus Christ.
Sus 12 más cercanos.
His disciples, the most inner people in his group.
Escucharon la misma pregunta.
They all listened to the same question.
Y solamente uno contestó.
But out of all who were surrounding Jesus Christ, just one was brave enough, one who was certain of his feelings, and he said something very important.
Respondiendo Simón Pedro.
And he responded.
Dijo, tú eres el Cristo.
And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ.
El Hijo del Dios viviente.
The Son of the Living God. Hallelujah.
No reconoció las obras que él estaba haciendo.
He did not know Jesus because of what he was doing around.
Pedro vio.
Peter knew and he saw.
Al Mesías esperado.
And he saw the Messiah that was promised.
Preguntándole a los mismos que él escogió.
And he was asking the same question to all those.
¿Quién soy yo?
And he asked the same question. Who am I to you?
Soy el Hijo del Dios viviente.
And Peter said, he said this with all his feelings and all his might and all his faith. He said, thou art the Son of the Living God. Can you say that? Can you truly say that you, hallelujah, that Jesus is the Son of the Living God? Can you really, really, truly say that? If you can say that, then why you are not feeling it? If you say that Jesus is the Son of God, of the Living God, why, when people see you, they cannot say there's something different in you or there's a shine in you? If Jesus Christ lives in your life, why, when people see you, they say, oh, you're just a normal person? But when people say there is something different in you and there is a shine in you, and they say, oh, wait a minute, there is something different in you. Hallelujah. Hay algo diferente en ti.
Yes.
Now, let's go to 1 John, hallelujah. John, this is near the end of the Bible. And it says in the 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, then John gave this testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remained on him. I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remained is he who would baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Now these two people, hallelujah, 1 John 1, that is correct, Bakisha. There you go. Amen. Hallelujah. Now this is something, John the Baptist and Jesus Christ were cousins. They knew each other, but they did not see each other. The only time they saw each other were when they were both in the wombs of their parents, of their mother. And then they saw each other again when John was going to baptize Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And then Jesus said, it is necessary for you to baptize me so the word can be fulfilled. And he said, no, I should be being baptized by you. Hallelujah. John the Baptist knew who Jesus Christ was, hallelujah, just by the presence. And the Bible says that when a dove, hallelujah, came down and was on top of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, was the Holy Ghost. And the presence of God was in Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that it was, hallelujah, they heard, hallelujah, a voice and said, this is my son. This is my son who I am pleased. I am pleased, hallelujah, hallelujah, that God can say, I am pleased in you, as he said it in his son, Jesus Christ. I am pleased in Jesus Christ, hallelujah, his son, doing his will. Now I ask you this, can God say that about you? Can God say, hallelujah, I am pleased in you, hallelujah, you're my son, I have a direct relationship with you. Yo tengo una relación íntima contigo, mi Señor Jesús, y Jesús conmigo. Aleluya, mi alma te adora.
Santo. Me encanta la respuesta de Jesús en el verso 17 cuando le dice, bienaventurado Simón, hijo de Jonás. Dios te conoce. Uh-huh. No tan solamente por tu nombre, sino de dónde vienes. Uh-huh. Y lo más lindo que le dice, porque no te lo reveló ni carne, ni sangre, aleluya, sino mi Padre que está en los cielos. Aleluya. O sea, que para yo tener una relación con Él, como te dije, aleluya, al principio, yo decir que conozco a Jesús. Jesús también dice, yo te conozco, pero no tan solo yo te conozco, sino mi Padre que está allá arriba en los cielos, te aleluya, conoce por tu nombre, conoce de dónde viene, porque hay una intimidad entre tú y Él. Pero en esta noche vuelve la pregunta hacia ti. ¿Quién dices tú que es Jesús?
Aleluya. And the Bible says in verse 17, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, thou Simon, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus knew the response of Peter. Now tonight I'm asking you, do you know, hallelujah, who is Jesus Christ? Do you know that Jesus is the Messiah? Do you know that Jesus is the anointed one? Do you know Jesus is going to return and he's looking, hallelujah, to lift up to the heavens a clean church, hallelujah, a bride that has been washed in the blood of the Lamb, hallelujah. Do you know Jesus Christ, the one I'm talking about, saved me, he gave me a new life, the one I'm talking about gave me a family, he gave me a beautiful wife. And last Sunday, hallelujah, my wife and I just completed, hallelujah, 14 years of marriage. But 14 years of marriage of ups and downs and trials and tribulations. But there was one thing that never, 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 never was left out in our lives. That Jesus was always the most important person in our lives. Hallelujah. Karen, God bless you. Hallelujah.
Will I pray?
We got 3 minutes left. Hallelujah. Please call 772, mm-hmm, hallelujah, 221-1100. And if you want to give your life to Christ, this is the time. If you want to get to know Jesus Christ, si tú quieres conocer al Señor, si tú quieres acercarte más al Señor, llámame ahora mismo, call us, or even text us, hallelujah. And you can leave us a quick text and say, Pastor, pray for me, hallelujah. I'm going through trials and tribulations. I don't know Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the way you are saying it. So we can pray and you can have an encounter with Jesus Christ. Llámanos en este momento y podemos orar. Si tú no conoces el Señor, como estamos diciendo, y quieres conocerlo, este es el momento de decirnos, Pastor, quiero conocer a Jesús como tú lo estás diciendo. Y este es el momento de decirle, Señor, acepto, aleluya, aleluya, mi, aleluya, Señor Jesucristo como mi Salvador, mi sanador, aleluya. Santo Jesús, acepta a Jesucristo como tu Salvador, como tu sanador. Aleluya, mi alma te adora.
Y en esta noche queremos dejarte con esta pregunta.
And tonight I want to leave you with this.
Cuando vayas, ¿verdad?, a tu lugar de reposo,
when
de descanso.
You go into your most secret place,
allí pregúntate.
And there you
¿quién
may ask
es
yourself,
Jesús?
Who is Jesus Christ?
¿Quién es Jesús en mi vida?
Who is Jesus in your life?
¿Quién es Jesús?
Who is Jesus in
lo
your life?
Lo conozco por lo que he oído.
Now, do you know Jesus Christ just because you've heard of him?
O lo conozco por experiencia.
Or do you know Jesus because of a personal relationship with him? Tonight is the night. We have about a minute left. And I'm asking you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bekisha. We're asking you. Who or what do you say, or who you're talking to? What are you saying? Who is Jesus in your life?
Hallelujah. Señor, te damos gracias
Let
por la bendición de esta palabra.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful word.
Y nos despedimos en esta noche.
And now that we are coming to a close.
Sabiendo que como semilla.
That we know that we're as a seed.
Quedará sembrada esta palabra en el corazón.
That this seed is being, hallelujah, planted in the hearts of all those who are listening.
Y creemos, Señor.
And we believe, Lord.
Que tú.
That you.
Traerás bendición.
You will bring blessings.
Y abrirás las puertas.
And you will open the doors of heaven.
Para que haya relación contigo.
So many people can have a relationship with you.
En el nombre de Jesús te doy gracias.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. This is the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need you to think and reflect. Hallelujah. On what the word was on today. The question is, who is Jesus to you? Jesus asks his inner circle, his, the people who said they know Jesus Christ, who do you say, what do you say, who am I in your life? Hallelujah.
Será hasta el próximo sábado, si
Next
el Señor
week,
así lo
hallelujah,
permite.
I probably won't be here. My wife will be here. If not, I'll be here. So all those who are, hallelujah, giving donations, please give me a call at 706-414-5827.
Dios
Thank
le bendiga.
You and God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for listening to Liberating the Oppressed with Pastor Edmundo Rivera, pastor of the House of Refuge Church located at 770 Southwest 34th Street at Palm City Civic Center in Palm City, Florida. Our bilingual service times are Sundays at 5:30 p.m. for Bible class, and worship service starts at 6:30 p.m. For more information about our church, the number is 706-414-5827 or text messages to 772-307-1480. House of Refuge is waiting for you.
Gracias por escuchar el programa Libertando al Cautivo. Escúchanos cada sábado desde las 9 de la noche. Para más información, puedes llamarnos al 706-414-5827. Recuerda, te esperamos en Casa de Refugio. Más que tu casa, somos tu familia. Dios te bendiga.
It took a burning bush, but Moses finally saw the light.
Saw
a blinding bolt of lightning in the middle of the night. God said, get on down to Egypt. Old Pharaoh needs to know. He ain't gonna be happy if he don't let my people go home.
God is in control, and that's the way it's always been. He's gonna free his children if it takes a blade or two.
Old Pharaoh, king of